passion and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
Tonight on the show, we've had two of the Hall of Fame callers quit within a span of 1 hour. Welcome back to the program the day after the caller bracket and carnage everywhere. But the champion has arrived. Legend is next.
The champ is here. The champ is here. Seems like there's some folks upset, Paul, and I won another championship. Don't it seem that way to you, bro?
It does. It seems, I don't know who was more upset, Jim or Larry.
Man, I feel bad for Larry. But don't you remember last week, Paul, I tried to give the championship to Larry.
Do you remember that? You offered it to him.
I did. I tried. I followed the instructions of my black hat underball squirrel who talked to me and said the thing to do is share it. But I said, no, I ain't going to share it. Let Larry have it. Let Larry have it. Kid Legend corrupted the bracket. So I felt like I should go out with Kid Legend. Let Larry have it. But the committee overruled me. And now he wants to come on here and bash me, Paul. The old crooked ass cop. You see what I'm saying, Paul? You try to be nice to people, and this is what you get right here. You don't get no respect. No respect. No respect. Like Roger Dangerfield. No respect from y'all. No respect. Like I told you yesterday, this is my yard. Now y'all respect it, baby. It's got a big black cat out here on the front yard. Respect it. And, Paul, I know you didn't listen to the show Friday, did you?
No.
I know. I wish I hadn't have either, Paul. Because Tim called in three times on Friday, and each time he had to get Magoo to tell him that he was compelling. Don't you think I'm compelling, Magoo? Don't you think I'm compelling? I'm compelling. Don't you think so? You know I'm compelling. You know I'm compelling. And McGee, of course, agreed with him. Then McGee got mad at me because I called him Marty four times during the call. I wasn't even going to call, Paul, but I said, I'll support the team. Support the team. This is Paul's choice. So, you know, when you make a call, you still get a little stage fright. I didn't mean to call the dude Marty, but he should have been man enough to stand up and say, if I call you by the wrong name, be man enough to stand up and say, hey, that ain't my name. My name is Magoo, and get on with it. You know what I'm saying? But the truth of the matter is, hey, nobody can run this jungle like you, Paul. You put these folks in, and it's dangerous. It's dangerous in the jungle. And let me tell old John from St. Louis something. I'm going to be AJ's manager. He's going to take that cup of coffee and shove it right up your nostril and spin you like a top, you old-ass geezer. I'm sick of your ass, too. Won't you go away with Bill and Larry? Get your ass in the quit line, too. Hey, Paul, let me say this about Nate Oates. He must have listened to me yesterday, didn't he?
He must have, yes.
Thank you, Nate Oates. That's what I'm talking about, baby. You know, Alabama's got the three five-star players on the way next year, man. Nate Oates is building a national contender every year down there. But, Paul, let me say this about Calipari. I think Arkansas hit a grand slam. That's in my personal opinion. I think Calipari had ran his course at Kentucky. But when it comes to Arkansas, I mean, come on, man. Arkansas is a big dog. That's a big dog, man. Lee Mayberry, Todd Day. I mean, come on, man. Arkansas ought to be contending for a national championship every year in basketball, in my opinion. They are a friggin' blue blood program. And I've heard it for a couple of years, the must bus. Run that bus off and be glad his ass is gone. Will he ever take you to a Sweet 16? You Arkansas, man. Who cares about a Sweet 16? What do you turn into, the Auburn Tigers? You ought to be excited. This is a grand slam hire, and I'm going to tell you why. He's going to bring five stars from all over the nation, man. He's going to bring some players. It's about the Jimmies and the Joes. For the first time, Arkansas, you're going to look up and see a Todd Day and a Lee Mayberry out there on the court, baby. You're going to see it. Man, this is a grand slam hire. And I say this about Kentucky. If they get the Baylor coach, I wouldn't call it a grand slam, but I sure call it a home run. But the thing is, ain't nobody scared of that dude. I mean, Nate Oates ain't scared of him. I mean, Bruce ain't scared of him. I mean, I think it'd be a good hire simply for the fact that, you know, Calipari just ran his course at Kentucky. Sometimes, man, it just, I think that guy had a great analogy earlier in the day when he said sometime when his marriage went bad, sometimes it just goes bad. You know what I'm saying? Don't mean people are bad. If this goes bad, it's time to move on. And it was time to move on, man. Time to move on. Hey, Paul, I read today that my coach, read two different articles the last couple of days, matter of fact, that my coach are planning to move up in the draft and drop Brock Bowers. What do you think about that?
I like Brock a lot. I think he would be an essential piece of the puzzle.
Yeah, when you think about it, you know, I really thought today, you know, you put Brock Bowers with Anthony Richardson and Jonathan Taylor and Michael Pittman Jr., man, the horseshoe got something going right there. I'll tell you something about that AFC South, man. Texas is getting tough over there, man.
Yeah, they're
Stroud, everything they're picking. And then you got Trevor Lawrence. You know, everybody said Lawrence is going to be another Peyton Manning, but I really think he's going backwards, man. I always said he ain't no way he's a Peyton Manning. Ain't no way he's a Peyton Manning. But, hey, if I get off, everybody chill out. It's okay. My yard now, you can accept it, Jim, because I'm the Joe Montana. You just a damn Marino with no title, dude. Legend has left the building.
John is up next in St. Louis.
Paul, I was hoping you'd keep Legend on here because I want to talk to him for a couple minutes about Johnny Paycheck.
Well, he's still listening.
And Legend, and let me tell you something. I think you told me you were incarcerated. You know, Johnny Paycheck was incarcerated, and that's from that song, You're the Only Hell My Mama Ever Raised. And Legend, I think that's where you belong. You belong right there with Billy Bob Thornton. And incarcerated somewhere down in Alabama Slamma. And also, Paul, I haven't heard from my buddy AJ. I want to get it on with AJ, Paul. I want to let's take the gloves off. I'm 77 years old. I'm in good shape. I want to duke it out with AJ. So when you get a hold of AJ, you let me know and you call me back, okay?
John, I need to intervene here. I'm a little bit concerned about you wanting to get in the ring with AJ. I don't know what kind of physical shape you're in, but I just don't think you're capable,
Paul,
of doing it.
I can take care of myself, and like I told you before, a couple of my young men.
But John, I mean, you work at a juvenile detention center with behind a plate glass window.
Yes, they do. Yes, I am.
Okay, well, hold on a second. Can we connect these two?
Yes, let's connect.
AJ has called in and would like to discuss civilly this match.
We will. Let's do it.
AJ?
Talk to me, Paul. Talk to me, John. Talk to me. I'm on long distance. Hurry the hell up.
Do you like cream in your coffee, AJ?
Yes, I like
AJ,
cream in my coffee.
Okay.
A little bit of sugar. How about a sweet cough?
Okay. AJ, here's my proposal. At the media day or the whatever you call it, let's take the gloves off. Let's get the 15 rounder gone. Let's talk business, okay?
You know what, young man? You got a damn deal. Okay, John, I'm gonna tell you something. Put your damn coffee down. Why don't we just get us one of them steel cages? How about a steel cage and no boxing gloves, John?
I agree. Can we get the chains gone?
John, I mean, I prefer a boxing match. I think it's more civil. But if you want a steel cage match, John, we can provide that.
Well, Paul, I think that's what we need to do. And let's set it up. I'm ready to go. AJ?
Quite frankly, I think it's necessary, John, at this point.
And I do.
Because
and
I've
can
had
we
enough
have
of
my
you.
Ma- Can we have my main man, Dominique?
Well, guys, I am not an expert on the UFC, but when you get in a steel cage match, usually they carry the loser out.
Well, that's fine. Let's
put him in that box,
out.
Correct, Paul? Put him in the box, the pine box this time, John. That's where you're going this time.
John, AJ, are you, John's 77. You're considerably younger. Am I correct?
Yes, Paul. I turned 48 yesterday, Paul.
AJ, I have grandchildren your age.
Now, John, I didn't start this. You did, but why would you
I
want
to... I did not start this, Paul. AJ started this shenanigans.
I mean, can't you guys just have a civil conversation as opposed to violence?
No, we can't. We cannot have
quite
a civil conversation. Unless we get,
think,
unless we get my man
here,
Dominic
Paul.
Involved here to get in. Let's talk
John,
civil
when, John, when do you John, when do you turn 78?
12-12.
Okay, so you'll still be 77 when this match occurs. And
yes, I will
so
be.
So you'll essentially be what? Almost 30 years older than AJ. 29 years
There's
to be
no
exact.
Problem with that.
You know,
we can
Paul,
have a couple
quite
of
frankly,
beers.
I think
we'll get
civility,
going.
Paul. Hang on a minute, John. Pipe down a minute there, Sham. The civility is gone
go ahead,
at this
AJ.
Point, Paul. I think we're, you know, the civility here is we've segued on over to the street violence, Paul. It's the higher story. It's the AJ from Powell City versus the juvenile, jealous John that, quite frankly, makes a terrible cup of coffee.
It's Maxwell House, instant.
It is.
Yeah, that old...
Hey, AJ, we're just going to have to continue.
Okay,
this.
Listen, John.
We're going to have to see where this all goes here, okay?
John, you understand...
It's going go to go straight to
John,
box,
John
Paul.
One more thing, AJ. You understand in UFC, mixed martial, you have the ability to tap out. I mean, you tap the canvas and we will stop the fight in case you are out of... You understand that, don't you, John?
Yes, as long as I have one of those, you know, they have those heads, they have those things wrapped around their head.
Well, you want to wear a head protector? Headgear?
Yes, a head protector. Yes.
Do you, John, one more thing. Do you happen to, this is a crazy question. I've never asked a man this question, but I have to. Do you currently own a jock strap?
No, Paul, but I have a Maxwell cup.
Okay. That's actually better. We just want to make sure that whatever manhood you have left is not endangered in this match. We take a break. More to come right after this.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jets Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jets is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jets' signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jets Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger?
Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Daddy is up next. What do you say, Cat Daddy?
Big Paul, looking good and sounding good as always. Congratulations to my lady Gamecocks. Though I'm a little upset that she suggested men should play at women's sports, but that's another story for another day. What I'm calling about is, now y'all get this right, Dominic's uncle is going to pay people to vote for him.
Yeah, I don't know. He said he was his uncle, but I think he's actually a friend of Dominic's father. He said on Twitter X that he offered $100. So yes, that is a fact.
Hey, Dan, he should have done like the president's doing and just offered to pay off the student loans. Then it wouldn't have cost him a dime. Hello?
Yeah, no, was I supposed to react to that? I wasn't sure.
Well, yeah, I'd like to see what you had to say about that.
I really haven't, I don't know much about it. I didn't follow that story very closely.
Oh, all right, I guess you not much up on the news. But
I've been keeping up with basketball. I didn't realize there was anything else happening.
Well, a lot of folks have been upset about what Coach Staley said, but I'm still enjoying the win, so I don't want to get into that.
Daddy, I've heard you're about the 10th caller who's mentioned that. Why are people upset about her opinion on something?
Well, she has the right to her opinion. I'm not upset about it.
No, that's
at all.
That's my point. I just didn't understand why everybody has to. I don't agree with her either, but that's beside the point, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, she's got her right to her opinion, and she can say what she wants, and she said what she wanted. Fine with me. This is America. We still got free speech. God
sure
bless
do.
America.
My goodness.
Yes, sir, you're right about that. Hey, y'all have a good day. Tell Randy and the whole crew in there they do a heck of a job.
We will. Let's go from one end of South Carolina to the other. Chris is up next. Hey, Chris.
Paul, how you doing today, Paul?
Chris, we are doing great. Thank you.
Man, you was doing great. We got to stop meeting like this, Paul. But hold on, I'm going to get that to in a minute. But
okay.
Cat Daddy, man, you's as sorry as your football team, Cat Daddy. Quick calling in, why don't you? I'll come by the liquor store and get me a drink in a minute. But let me tell you one thing about you, Paul. Why in the world you can't give Dabo any respect, man? Name three coaches in the SEC, the most powerful conference that it is, that's better than Dabo. Name three. Go ahead.
I will start with Kirby Smart, Kalen DeBoer.
Okay,
Brian
I'll give you that. Who?
Brian Kelly, coach at LSU.
Man,
Lane Kiffin.
Look at the head-to-head matchup.
Steve Sarkisian.
I was waiting for you to say Brian Kelly.
By the way, the question wasn't who has the most national championships. We know that.
No.
But I'm telling you who I would rather have coaching. I would rather have about eight or nine. I'd rather have a lot more than that. I would not hire Dabo Sweeney.
But that's your personal opinion. That's
But guess what? You
opinion.
Asked me my personal opinion.
I did. But quit attacking him for other people's opinion that's giving him the credit that he earned. Why are you always got a rebuttal or say little things like Clint saying, man, look, man, we here. Ain't no team other than Bama won more games than us in the last 15 years. Come on, Paul.
Well, I mean, you can't say what you can't do, though, is talk about the present day. You have to go into
the
archives. I look at coaches today. If I had an opening and Alabama had the most recent opening, would I consider Dabo Sweeney? And the answer is no. And by the way, neither did Alabama, and that's where he went to school.
Man, listen. If I was an Alabama and I had a choice to go, why won't I get the man that beat us for the –
Well,
why I get the man that,
you need to ask Greg Byrne because he obviously did not want Dabo Sweeney to be his new coach.
Hello?
You still there, Chris?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Paul. My dog ran up to my dog. He kind of disturbed me for a minute. But
what kind of dog
Paul,
do you
I
have?
I guess we're going to... Man, I got a full-blooded German Shepherd, Paul.
Oh, wow. He sounds like fun.
Yeah, he's awesome, man. He's awesome. But, Paul, I guess I agree on 85% of everything you say, but I guess we that 15% just falling there, Paul. We're going to leave it at that. But, man, just every time you do, I'm coming at you now. Just know that.
Hey, Chris, I'll see you at the opening game when Clemson comes over for its annual beatdown by Georgia. Thanks so much. How about I-Man up next? Good afternoon.
Hello there, Paul. How's it going?
Very well. Thank you.
Thank you for taking my call. Quite an interesting little current affairs. I mean, you know, Paul, I take exception with some of the things that you've said, especially I'll start with Cat Daddy. I think you've just run over Cat Daddy with absolutely no rhyme or reason to it whatsoever. He makes a comment and you want him to clarify his comment. But when Staley makes a comment, you kiss her ass. And then when it comes to anything that you disagree with political, you let your opinion be known. And, you know, the way you use people and spit them up and chew them out, it's disturbing to me. And you know, I'll even talk about me for a little bit. You have people thinking that I might be delusional or depressed or something. Paul, I'm a pretty happy guy. I'm pretty content. But the BS that you throw out there, so you can produce yourself is a little above and beyond where you came from, and you have completely forgotten who you are, and it's disturbing. And it bothers me the way you've talked about Cat Daddy all year long. He won the contest just like Legend won this year, and I didn't care for Dominic, didn't care for his staged calls. But he had the vote, and his uncle, whoever he is, pretty much said he was going to have a drawing for a $100 bill, the way I understood it. But then you manufactured it to spin it your way, and the little boy said he had friends, and he won the vote. And, you know, I voted one party's ticket for years until they pulled Charlie Graddick out and pulled Biff Baxley in. And when I saw that they could do that in the midstream, that's when I switched to the Republican Party. And that's what you did. You changed all the rules, and then you come in with these little rules at the end. And I don't know, Paul. I've got some thoughts about that, and I must be hitting pretty hard because I've called you out for the last year, and I might listen better than you. I mean, you made the comment about the little feller. Oh, well, we had grumblings. Y'all didn't have a damn grumbling at all. The little feller just walked out. He quit. And you don't like to be upstaged at all. You don't like to be caught not really knowing what's going on. But yet you, Paul, I'm through with this. Have a good day.
We will take a short break, and we're back right after this.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season.
Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Tired of Love ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Back, and Susie is up next in Georgia. Hello, Susie.
Hi, Paul. I just thought I'd bring you a little love today on your show.
Well, it's thank you.
I'm sitting here. My head is spinning. You look very dapper today. I-Man's call. I was going to call about today about I-Man's call yesterday. They just get more pathetic every day. I don't know, but I guess he signed off now, so you lost three maybe today, huh?
Yeah, no, and if you had feelings, this would be a bad job today to be sitting right here.
Oh my God, absolutely. Congratulations to you, legend, and thank you for mentioning your name yesterday when you called. I appreciate that, my top hat, black hat brother. Paul, John from St. Louis, dear God, his new picture that he has up, have you seen it?
Yeah, I'm aware of it.
Is it frightening?
One thing that a couple of our callers have missed on is that we occasionally try to have fun, parody people, and I know that I'm not going to mention any names, but he was about two or three callers ago. He didn't quite understand that.
Yeah. Is it Nixon?
That is a Richard Nixon mask.
Okay, because it's just, I look at it and it's kind of frightening or whatever. But the question I wanted to know, do you think it's good for Tennessee women now to not have someone in the family coaching? Do you think that's good?
I don't think that's the overriding factor. I think the better question is this new coach, Coach Caldwell, up to the challenge of being in the SEC? And I have no earthly idea.
Well, it'll be interesting to see because, you know, Lady Vols certainly always stand their own.
No, I'm not a believer, Susie, as great as that program is, you have to have a person. I've seen a lot of schools get in trouble. Alabama used to subscribe to you have to be an Alabama person, and then they went out and got a guy that won 6 national championships. AJ was involved in a phoner feud, so we thought we'd talk to him more civilly here. AJ?
Take this job and shove it. I ain't calling a Paul no more. I mean, what is it? What better than left? Better than after better than calling and falling out like flies over the collar bracket? I mean, come on, Larry. You've been through a lot more than that. You've been through Vietnam, Larry, and you're gonna quit just like that. And our man signs off. Jim's been quitting. I mean, he quit twice in this show and called back. But I mean, enough is enough. I mean, you call in there and you talk about Dominic's just going to have to take shots. You know, he puts himself out there. But every damn one of y'all old veterans, old dusty-ass veterans, don't do nothing but quit when you don't get your damn way. That goes for you too, Todd, at the condom company. The reason I work at the condom company, Paul, is because I strive every day to make sure I protect this world from another Todd.
What is that, like the police motto, serve and protect?
Yeah. Well, it's Child Protection Services, just like AC.
You're right. AJ, thanks for chiming in. You bet. Let's check in with Logan up next. Hey, Logan.
Hey, Paul. How are you doing, man? I feel bad today. It seems like everybody that called is super angry or something. I need to be like a mature rating for today's show or something with all the violence, everybody trying to beat everybody up. So I was just going to call to try to get on some lighthearted stuff. Todd, is he from Shelby as well, Todd?
Yeah, they're both in Shelby County, which is a big county south of Birmingham.
Okay, it seems like that's the scariest place on earth, man. Like, I wouldn't want to. I mean, hey, they, Logan, they're not doing a lot.
I lived there for 20 years. I would confirm that.
Okay, because I'm saying, like, they're not doing anything great for the tourism industry there with their calls. But I was just calling. I was going to ask you, Paul, just a lighthearted note here. Have you ever seen the Rolling Stones live?
I have seen them 3 times.
Oh, man, that's awesome. Guess what? My aunt surprised me with tickets to the concert in Atlanta in June 7th. So I'm really amped. I've never seen them before. And I was like, I need to call Paul.
No, I saw them for the first time in the 80s, the 90s. I've seen them. Going back 35 years the first time, they really weren't any different from one time to the next. That's what makes them so remarkable.
That's amazing, and I know they don't have the original bass player, and they don't have Charlie Watts anymore.
But he was important, but I think we know there are two more important guys up front. Hey, thanks so much. There's been a tremendous controversy on this program, and everyone has opined except the person that the controversy was about. Dominic from Pittsburgh back on the program on a Tuesday night. What do you got, Dominic?
Hey, Paul, how are you doing?
Okay.
Well, I just got back from the beach yesterday and saw the Natty. Did you get a chance to watch that game?
I suffered through it for a while.
Yeah, at half, I really thought it was going to be a game. But just like UConn has been doing all tournament, they just pulled away again. And what about some Bama football this weekend, baby? I'm so excited to see DeBoer's offense and see Womack's defense lay some wood. Are you going to watch that at all on Saturday?
Yeah, I'll be watching. Hey, Dominic, a quick question here before you run away from us here. A lot of people have been concerned about you. I know that you may not have been able to listen to the entire show, but are you? A lot of people are not handling the caller bracket very well. They're upset. We've had 3 people quit the show. One person threatened us. Are you okay with it?
Yeah, I'm okay with it, Paul. You're my man.
Okay. I just want to make sure because everybody seems to be upset for you except the person that it actually involved, and that was you.
Yeah, I mean, the caller bracket's all about fun, and it was fun.
Yeah, I mean, you made it to, the Final Four in your first effort? I mean, that's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, it's awesome. Kind of like the Tide making history,
baby. Yeah, I mean, you had a similar experience, and all these busybodies have called in quitting the show because you were mistreated in the caller bracket.
Yeah, I mean, it's just all about fun, and I had fun doing it. I made it to the Final Four my first year calling, so it was pretty awesome.
I thought it was too. I'm glad to hear that, Dominic. I was afraid that maybe some of these nattering nabobs of negativism got a hold of you and tried to influence you.
No, but I'm really looking forward to the Masters this weekend with Nick Dunlap. Are you going to watch any of that?
Oh yeah, I'm all over it.
Yeah, well, hopefully Nick Dunlap can maybe win it all. And as always, roll damn tide, Paul. See you later, buddy.
We'll take a short break. Finally, a positive note on what has been a 3-hour and 45-minute dreary odyssey. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.